Fairfield County EMA says this week's snowstorm did not cause any major issues. Officials say no major power outages or injuries were reported while the county was experiencing the brunt of the storm. The heaviest snow was reported in southern Fairfield County with 8 inches. With colder temperatures on the way, a warming center will soon be opening in Newark. Holy Trinity Lutheran Church on West Main Street will be open overnight starting tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. It will be open daily through Saturday morning. Free transportation is available from downtown Newark each night from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. You can call 211 for more information. Westerville is having a pancake breakfast at their senior center on North Cleveland Avenue tomorrow from 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. City leaders say bring your family and friends to enjoy pancakes, eggs, sausage, juice, and coffee. Cost is $5 a person. No RSVP is needed. I'm Eric Brown reporting. ODOT says the recent wintry weather has put a spotlight on driver safety. 3 snowplows were hit Sunday, bringing the total to 12 plows hit so far this season. They ask you to stay back so the driver can see you and that you avoid passing them. They appreciate your patience as they plow in clear roads for your safety. Licken County Crime Stoppers is offering up to a $1,000 reward for information leading to an arrest and the theft from a Heath business. Police say on November 24th, around 5 p.m., a white male entered the Ace Hardware on South 30th Street and stole 2 ratchet sets valued at $350. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 349-6888. A major utility improvement project to install a duct bank inside the New Albany International Business Park is getting underway. Work will soon be taking place along several key roads, including Beach, Jug, Worthington, Mink, and Clover Valley Roads. I'm Eric Brown reporting.